The opening ceremonies for the 2024 Paris Olympics were disgusting, blasphemous, and full of symbology. We'll start off with this extremely blasphemous clip of drag queens reenacting and mocking the Last Supper. As you can see, the person here in the center has something around their head similar to what you would see in Jesus in old paintings, like a type of halo or an aura. And yes, the majority of the people here reenacting this photo are drag queens. You can even see, sadly enough, someone allowed their child to be right in the middle of this. And following this scene, we saw drag queens and men wearing dresses walking up and down that catwalk. Since no one minds offending Christians, companies like CBC Sports say this is the highlight of the night for them.
You know, then we went on to an electric dance party.
When the lights went down, when the sun went away, I should say, is when things really turned up for me. And specifically, there was a moment where they had like this kind of Last Supper inspired moment before they had the catwalk going. That was really cool.
Yeah, it was a big dance party in a lot of ways.
Christians are the only group of people that you can offend and attack publicly. This isn't a surprise though. Jesus said that those who follow him will be hated because they hated him first, but God at the end of the day will have the last laugh. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Some of the clearest symbolism during the opening ceremonies was the references to the Beast of Revelation. We first see this metal horse galloping down the river, and then what just so happens to come behind him? Well, a pair of wings. We know, of course, that Lucifer is the fallen angel. Since there's no other angels to be found anywhere in the opening ceremonies, you'd assume it's connected to whatever that horses that's being revealed. Now I saw when the lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Revelation 6:8 refers to a pale horse. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was death, and Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. This scene of this hidden, cloaked person riding on a pale horse in front of the Eiffel Tower also reminds me of Revelation 13:3, and I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast. What do we see following behind this person riding on this white or pale horse? All the world carrying their flags, following after the beast. Again, you can see wings in both of these scenes behind this figure. You have to ask yourself, is this randomly referring to angels, which are seen in nowhere else in the entire opening ceremonies, or is it in reference to this cloaked figure who seems to be like a Lucifer type figure or like the Beast of Revelation, in which we know they have a very close connection to the fallen angels? Lucifer himself is a fallen angel. Those references to the white and pale horse are of course tied to the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And a few months ago, Megan Thee Stallion, an artist, put out a video where you can see clearly in this video, we also see more references to what seems to be the four horsemen of the apocalypse in the book of Revelation. And we see the commercial ending off with a black horse breathing fire. And you have to ask yourself, is this all just a coincidence, or are they trying to point and symbolize to something specific? Predictive programming is the theory that media agencies, in cooperation with people much higher than them, put out events within the media before they happen to get the public used to it beforehand. Back in the 2012 opening ceremonies of the Olympics, we saw a very weird scene that looked very similar to what eventually took place in 2020. We can see a bunch of hospital beds spread out everywhere, a large figure that looks like death hovering over everybody. After what happened in 2020, Many people point to this as being a moment where they predictively programmed what would happen in the coming years. Symbolism is often used by wicked people within positions of power to put forth the dark and evil things that they take part in for the masses to see because they get some kind of enjoyment out of it. During the 2022 Commonwealth Games, we saw a massive bull get brought out and brought into a type of worship circle. One of the reasons that makes this so strange is the fact that Moloch is a false god, who God called out by name and told us not to worship many times in the Bible. And Moloch is depicted as a bull, which is why I found it strange when they were raising the Olympic flag at the end of the opening ceremonies, and you can see a large bull statue right there behind the choir singing. There were a few other strange moments during the open ceremonies that I don't know exactly how to explain them, but we'll look at them right now. The only explanation for scenes like this is calling what's evil good and what's good evil. There's no reason for this type of thing to be promoted at a sporting event, but of course in this fallen world, what we're seeing more and more of is sin being promoted as something that's good. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And this moment as well just doesn't really add up with something that would be played at a sporting event. It has a much darker, sinister type of theme, probably just more promoting of what's evil as good. It's pretty clear to see that their intention here was to mock Christianity. They did it very clearly with the Last Supper, promoting the things that Christianity says are not good, as well as clearly symbolizing the beast of Revelation, the Antichrist, and the horsemen of the apocalypse. We saw the reference to the Antichrist riding on the white horse, but little do they know, someone much mightier and much greater is coming riding on a white horse. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, who will destroy the Antichrist and all evil and set all things right once and for all. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. In righteousness he judges and makes war. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.